3JCAKR8MR.
8. MR, KA3JCA.
I sort of got this through software-defined radio working. I'm looking now for a D-Star repeater around here. Does this town got a D-Star in it?
I'm not sure. I don't think Greenville does, but you can check repeaterbook.com. Repeaterbook, all one word, .com. It should take you to that, then you could check South Carolina, then you could actually go down and you could tell it just to search D-Star only.
Yeah, you gotta have a username and a password, it looks like.
No, just log in to create one. That's all I did.
Okay.
I'm gonna text you my address here and what we're gonna do for lunch, okay? Yeah, I know. Alrighty. Well, you got my, I got a chuckle out of my wife on that one. All right, KA3JCA.
Still rebel, so I won't be here for a while.
Ready, KA3JCA cleared.
4DJC.
Checking up, texting an address and information to Steve there, and I'll be right back.
Okay, dude.
KA3JCA, back to you.
Talking about repeater book, you can just set up an account with them and you'll have to, just free. And that way you can, I use it to add repeater lists and down and upload them to a CSV file. That way all I do is just take the micro SD card out of my ID52 handheld and I can just add it to it and it populates it that way.
You can download to a CSV file? I didn't realize that from repeaterbook.com. I didn't realize that at all.
It's got an export function on it. I'm on my phone right now. Of course, I use the phone app, but you can't do it from the phone app, but you can do it from the, you can do, it's got a CSV file for any tone, chirp, CSV, CSI 800, and TPX, ICOM, Kenwood, RT Systems, Travel Plus, Sentinel stuff, Yazoo, it's got a bunch of things. I don't know how well it works. I know it works on the CSV function for sure, because I use it if I travel somewhere. For instance, the ICOM ID52, the D-Star radio, it already has the D-Star repeaters worldwide already in it. It just does a proximity search and tells you what's the repeaters near you. And you can do the same thing with the FM side of it, but most repeaters don't have the GPS coordinates for most analog dump. So yeah, that's the only issue that I have with it. But otherwise, it does fine. I mean, you can, just drop it in there and they'll have it populated for you. Just do you can do it by state, I think, and you can do, I just did it by proximity. Just put in a coordinate, where I am, and it'll export it, and I can just put the micro SD card in the my MacBook Pro. I mean, Windows running parallel, so I just just drag and drop the file onto the micro SD card.
I mean, curious, I might have to go try that, because literally I was writing them down on a piece of paper and then manually inputting them into the software program, and if I can just copy it to an Excel CSV, then I can just cut and paste, and I can actually sort them by county. That's kind of what I did with my other ones. I sorted them by county and so forth like that. That way I can break them down. So if I'm in Greenville County or Spartanburg County or, whatever the ones down in Orangeburg or Rock Hill, your county, I can separate them that way easier. I'll have to try that. Thank you very much for the information.
Yeah, like I said, I don't know how well it sorts or anything like that. I'm not sure how it does that, but I just have a file and I set it up as a separate CSV file, because it's easy to do with those. I don't know if you do it over Bluetooth with that radio or not. I'm not sure. At one time I could, but there are ways of doing it. There was a guy that was doing a, I don't know, weekend, and there's a guy in Europe that was working on some kind of setup with it where you could actually just use it from the app. I mean, use it from a repeater book app, and then move it over via Bluetooth, I think, to some radios. But you know, if you've got a card or something to move it over to, or if you've got RT systems, or it had any tone listed as well too. So I'm not sure. If that's more familiar with the DMR part of it, than I am by a long shot. So there may be something there to do with it too. I'm not sure how it operates. So, but you have to set up you just have to use your call sign and set up a password, that sort of thing. And it's actually just free; it doesn't cost anything.
Already have an account with Repeater Book set up for me, and I'll have to go try it, and then I'll have to pass that on to Steve.
It says no sorting does not carry through to exports, but you can do that once you get it in the to your file, I guess. I don't know, every radio is a little different, I guess, but if it's an Excel file, you can certainly do it on the file. So it may be, if you export the file that you want, you can sort it that way. I imagine at least that's the way I've done it in the past.
So is I have to sort the segment that I want to put into the code plug. I can sort that on the Excel spreadsheet, then copy it into the exported code plug. Then I have to, after I get all my files transferred over, the first column in the code plug is like a sequential number ID system. So I basically, on the first three lines, I go 1, 2, 3, and then I drag that down all the way down. And it renumbers them all in a numerical sequence and assigns basically a line number to that particular information. And then when I import it back into the code plug, it's in the order that I want it.
And to what software are you using for that? Is that some type of proprietary stuff that's used for the DMR?
For the DMR, it's the Anytone CPS computer program software that they have for the particular version of software that your radio has. Right now, I have five different versions of software on my laptop because I've helped people that have 110, 126, 127, 202, and 205. And then I have two versions for the 578, which is the mobile rig. So I have those all set up because, unfortunately, you have to write to that radio that with the correct firmware, the software that has the correct firmware that matches the radio. KA3JCA.
JCA and 4DJC. Yeah, it's got any channel listed. It's got an ATD868UV channel file, and it's got an ATD878UV channel file. But I'm not sure what that is since I'm not familiar with them.
Just texted me. He sent me a picture. His wife makes an awesome sea bass and spinach. And then she fries them up or oven bakes some carrots and some asparagus. And what else is in the picture, Sally? Green beans, is it?
Yeah.
So he sends me stuff periodically to let me know what we have for dinner. And it's very mouthwatering.
Good. A little distracting, too, I'm sure.
This is up in Illinois, just south of St. Louis. He lives in Columbus, Illinois. That's what it is.
Chicago is. That's about it for me. Tom, NZRTR, he sends me stuff like that. Text message with food photos and some of the stuff Bernice has made for him. It's just not right. It's just not right to do that.
The day that we were talking about, we were going to have egg salad sandwiches for dinner, and I was going to put a slice of tomato and some bacon and some pepper on it and have that for dinner with some chips. And poor Shane, and there was somebody else on here that I had him starving, And then, of course, later, either that day or the day before, they were talking about chicken livers, and I haven't had them in so long that I sent my daughter to Sphinx to buy me a box of chicken livers, and boy, were they good.
Wire blood fried chicken livers is, if very few people know how to cook them. Most people, it's too soft to, you know, cook them too much, they're hard as a rock, but there's a, gosh, I wish I could think of the name, there's a little restaurant up there around, around Burnsville, North Carolina. It was a fairly, wasn't a New Ray Inn, it was another one up in that area. No, I tell you where it was in New Tryon. It used to be called the Caramel Dining Room, and it was owned by, originally it was owned by some folks who lived in Miami, and they only opened it up during the wintertime. In the following wintertime, they lived in Miami, the other part of the season, and they sold it out. They have fried chicken livers there. They are really good. They are, it's kind of, it's right, it's not too far from Lake Bluer. I mean, it's not near Tryon proper, but it's in that area. It's a really good place. But there are a couple of places that specialize in them. They're really good, but sometimes some people can make a real mess of them.
And then I was talking to Chad. He's going to bring me some collard greens. I love collard greens, but I don't eat them, and I don't go buy them a lot because my wife and my daughter don't eat collard greens at all. And Sally says she don't like the taste of them. It's like bitter. I told her she doesn't know how to cook them right. I can cook them with some onion and garlic and some fatback or pork and stuff like that with a little bit of chicken broth. And, boy, they're going to be mouth-watering.
Oddly enough, there are some frozen ones that are really good. Publix has them sometimes that are frozen. They're fairly fresh when they freeze them. So they haven't been sitting there for months. And yeah, you cook them, you get some real fat back, not the fake stuff. Get some real fat back, or get a, or like my daddy and mother used to, get a piece of hog jowl and cook them that way, and just render it down and pour off that, you gotta pour it off of, you know, because otherwise it'll be bitter as all get out. Pour it off, add a little more water to it sometimes, and it turns out good. I'm not a big greens eater, too, but I like them, you know, the way my wife cooks them, and black-eyed peas, too. Just don't overcook them, don't make them bust open, but they're really good when that's always our tradition for New Year's Eve dish, and cornbread. We don't eat, boy, if we need a hog jowl, if it was the last thing she had to eat, I don't think, but, so we have country ham or something like that in this place.
Yeah, you can also just, if you don't want to put, like you said, the hog jowl, you can get yourself a nice piece of the pork shoulder or whatever that's already, you know, smoked or cooked or whatever, cut it up and just put it in there and let it render itself down, like that, and a couple of bones that you can put in there to give it some flavor. But yeah, that's the other thing too. When you're first cooking them, take a little bit of that water out and then put some more water or chicken broth back in so it doesn't have that bitter taste.
Same way we do with, you know, black-eyed peas, you have to pour some of that off sometimes too, because that pot liquors in them sometimes is real bitter tasting. You know, fresh one's always better, but most people can't stand the smell of them when they're cooking. But they're good. I like them. I mean, they're good. I mean, they're pretty good for you, too. Got all kinds of good vitamins and stuff in them. But, you can't find them. I mean, there was a time, you know, we could go into a grocery store years ago. We just, you know, get a slice out of it. Get fat back in, just get you a slice them off of it. Now you got to buy enough fat back to last for a month or 2 months or 3 months or 6 months. You can't just get something that's cut up, you know, maybe just a slice or two of it.
Well, you know, Jerry, there's a meat market there on 14. Hold on, let me ask my daughter what the name of that place is again. She said it was Vaughn's Meat Market that we learned about, that somebody at where she works told her about. And we actually bought a package of fat back. And you can actually get it sliced, pre-sliced, or you can get it just in a block and just cut off what you want.
Oh, yeah, more curious. Yeah, it's just good. We had used to go to a restaurant in Hartwell, where we were originally from. They always had, you know, fatback already cooked up there. And I'd always have to take a couple pieces of meat to eat, and it's always good. Can't eat it all the time. It's a little too much salt and sodium in it for health, but it's awful good. It sure does flavor up, you know, my vegetables good.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It does add some flavor. I saw a recipe too where they took a smoked turkey leg and tossed in a smoked turkey leg and simmered it for about an hour or so with the collard greens, then took that chicken leg out and pulled the meat off of it and shredded it up and put it back in the collard greens if you wanted a smoky flavor to it. So, alrighty, well, I've got to get a few things done here before I get ready to turn in. And it's always a pleasure talking to you, Jerry. It make me hungry again all over, and I already had dinner. KA3JCA.
Me too, same thing. anyway, have a good evening, Richard. I'll be busy during the net tonight. I may catch you at the net tonight. Anyway, have a good evening, and enjoy talking with you as usual. KA3JCA and 4DJC clear.